Good afternoon, Davis.
Hello,
good
bros.
Good afternoon, California. And good afternoon to all the beautiful listeners at KDVS. You are listening to KDVS 90.3 FM. Listener supported Free From Radio from Northern California. Behind me, beautiful instrumental produced by Clams Casino for the song Demons by A$AP Rocky. Something that I don't appreciate as much in my life will come later because I just realized I never said the show name. This is Aggie Chat, the short form extension of the 31st anniversary. I am Big Easy, and to my left,
I'm DJ DB Cooper,
my goat and my sports director. Today, we're going to be looking at something that's been very controversial, something that's very much a Nike staple. If you keep up with the NBA and the MLB, Nike has an obsession with more and more and more and more and more jerseys. Some City Connects are fantastic, but a lot of other ones, oof. I will say they're a little more, I think they're better in baseball. Mm-hmm. I think City Connects work out a little more, especially like Tampa Bay's. Tampa Bay's is gorgeous.
I think the City Connects got better as they went on.
Yeah, like the Giants one was questionable, but at least they wanted them.
Yeah.
But the NBA City Editions, it's a new one every single year for every single team. It just gets excessive.
They
so let's
are scrambling.
Let's get into it. First off, we have the Atlanta Hawks. What we're looking at, it's a white jersey. It's a giant kind of like angular stripe reminiscent of the Dominique Wilkins era Hawks. It's in like a baby blue. It says Hawks on it. One up top, right under the Nike check, and another nice little strip at the bottom corner. I am actually a really big fan of this.
Yeah, I quite like it.
It's not necessarily simple, but it really does recall back
it's
to the era. Very much so. The color choice, some people are questioning it. I think it looks great. I think for an alternate jersey, it shouldn't have like the team actual colors, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it really works out.
I think it's also definitely one that's dependent on the shorts.
Oh, 100%. The one thing I would say I don't like is that if it's a line called the City Edition, I don't like when it has the team name on it. I think having the team name of Hawks instead of Atlanta for City Edition doesn't work as much for me. But I think I'd put this in like high A, low S almost, especially compared to what we have coming up.
I can see that.
Yeah. Usually I'm not as big of a fan of it, but the actual like crew collar, I'm actually a pretty big fan of here. I'm usually more on the line of the sharp collar, but I think the crew collar works for this kind of design, you know? I like that they didn't leave off the shoulder and the neck stripes either. I don't know, the Cavaliers have them off, the Jazz have them off, but the Hawks, they really did their thing with this. Next up, one of the first ones released, or leaked, I guess, and the probably most controversial, the Boston Celtics. We're looking at It's almost like a black, but it's like a really deep forest green shoulder collar. It's like a regular forest green, and then just lime green everywhere else. I mean, do you remember the Michigan State uniforms that just had State in neon green on them? That's exactly what I'm thinking of with these.
You know what
ones.
This reminds me of? This reminds me of like those like crappy Nike t-shirts that like everyone on your little league team would wear.
Dude.
And they would have like stupid slogans and like bright colors on black.
The ones in wholesale at Costco?
Yeah.
Dude. I mean,
did they just do it?
Objectively, this is already a pretty bad uniform. Mm-hmm. But for the fact that it's the uniform of the defending world champions,
that's what they deserve.
It just makes it so much worse. Because, I mean, Boston itself is like, it's pretty hard to make a City Edition for. Because, it's such a historic franchise. You don't want to mess with that. But come on. Let's give Celtics fans a little something better than this,
At least try something.
Yeah. All you did was, cross a couple stripes. Like, last year's was so beautiful how they did the actual, the TD Garden, court color. Mm-hmm. It was really well done with the gold, too. But this is just uninspired. I'm putting this. It's only the second one, but this is an F. Straight up.
It's bold.
The Brooklyn Nets. These are controversial, right? We're looking at, it's like a kind of black and gray. It's a tritone black and gray, like camo pattern. It's got Brooklyn in the cause font. Because it's a cause inspired jersey, it's like Brooklyn outlined in all different kinds of neon colors against black and gray. I am personally a huge fan of the cause jerseys, I have to say. I think cause as a brand, it's working really well for me here. I think the Brooklyn, it's super fresh, it's super cool, it's really working out. Oh, We got a Golden State fan in the lobby too. We're gonna get to Golden State real soon. But the Brooklyn one, I have to say, I'm a big fan of the college design. I'm a big fan of the like sharp collar. I'm a really big fan of just how this turned out in general, like especially with the Brooklyn lettering.
Yeah, I don't really like it. I think it's like busy without really having much of a concept, I guess.
That's fair.
And I just don't think the colors look that appealing, like, at all.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's because the Nets branding for me really works because they have like a lot of that black and silver, you know. So they already have that inherently with the team identity. But then you add in like a pop of color, just like very, I think it's tasteful. I think it's tasteful.
I think I disagree.
That's fair. I'm gonna put this in mid to low B.
I would probably go like mid low C.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we have the Charlotte Hornets. I don't think I've seen a single bad one out of Charlotte.
I really like this one.
This one, it's teal. It's got that Muggsy Bogues, like, pinstriping.
Oh, so it's more of, like, a mint green.
Yeah, it's that, like, really nice teal, like minty teal that the Hornets use. Bonus points because it actually says Charlotte on it. It's got that fantastic double gold and black piping. It's got some really well-outlined numbers. Charlotte up front, even the Jordan Jumpman logo. And as always, that, like, Alonzo Mourning kind of, like, stripey pinstripe, not like a straight line, but like that stripey gold, it works so well.
Yeah, I really like this one.
This one, I'm putting it at S.
I agree.
Very clearly, this is an S tier. This might be the best of the year. Now we have the Chicago Bulls. I mean,
The thing in the bottom right looks like a hamburger.
It's supposed to be the, what is it? Madhouse on Madison building, but I'll admit, we do have burger. It's uninspired.
I agree.
But the thing is, my thoughts on this is so like...
It's just a font.
It's just iffy though, because I actually saw photos of the players wearing it. On body, this is a fantastic jersey, but I feel like just in photos, it's pretty terrible. Like, the only really bit of Chicago I can see is that they kind of do the flag thing on the side, but otherwise, it's just a white jersey. Gold trim, it just says Bulls in like graphite with like a drop shadow. I mean, if you told me this was just an alternate uniform, not even like supposed to be tied to the city, I would have totally believed you.
It looks like a bootleg.
100%. I'm gonna give I struggle to give this an F because it actually looks really good on body, so I'm gonna put it in D tier, but it's a very like firm D tier.
I agree.
We got Cleveland next. This one, I think, is so sick.
I agree. I really like that one.
We're looking at a baby blue jersey.
Your face color.
Yeah. We're looking at a baby blue jersey. The land in that really sick, like, five-line land script that they used last year.
Cleveland uses, or the Guardians use the symbol.
Yeah. It's the same one that the Guardians use for their City Connect with, like, the CLE. And then the number, it's also, like, double lined. You have that collar and this like the sleeve lining in like white, baby blue back to white, and then the side lining.
I think the side line really makes it.
That side lining, it's just like, it's like a skyline of Cleveland filled with all kinds of Cavaliers logos. Like, if this is one word, it is inspired. Like, this is what a City Edition jersey should be. It's representing the city. It's representing the team. It looks fantastic on the court. The Cavaliers winning it. I mean, this is an S.
I agree.
This is an S tier jersey. Coming up next, we have the Dallas Mavericks. It's complicated, right? So on one hand,
I don't know about that.
On one hand, I don't love it, but on the other hand, it's a color flip version of the City Edition from last year that was a huge hit among fans, right? The Mavericks fans went crazy for the black version, which Kyrie and Luka wore. This is a white version. It says Mavs on the front, so minus a couple points. The numbering is like weird. I feel like the numbering is like really squished.
It looks like a casino slot.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, because the side piping has like a casino carpet kind of going on the sides, you know? And then you have the Dallas skyline over the jock tag. I mean, I could see this being a really wearable jersey. Like, if you were to remove the basketball aspect and just wear it on the street, I definitely would, like, take a second look. But for, like, a City Edition jersey, it's probably like a C or a D tier at best.
Yeah, I'm feeling D.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it like a low C. Like, it's objectively like a solid jersey, but it's, you know,
it's boring.
Yeah, I don't know. Luka's gonna look really good in it though.
Oh no.
Next up, we have the ever controversial Denver Nuggets. It's a white jersey, black lining for the collar, but not the sleeves. On the side, it is one of the sickest designs I've ever seen on a jersey. Topographic map of Denver lining the sides. But they made the same mistake as last year, and they put 5280.
I hate the 5280 so much, bro. It's so it's so goofy.
Yeah, the 5280, it's just a black outline.
If you want to see negative aura, look at Jokic wearing any jersey that says 5280.
Man, last year's were terrible with the navy, but this year, I think it's better than last year's. Because at least this year they have the topographic mountains.
I think the colors are pretty good.
Yeah. Because inside the 5280 as well, they put the topographic mountains, and I think that's the best choice they could have made. But you know what a better choice would have been? If they put
Denver.
Exactly. The other thing I think they improved on was instead of putting like the player number offset to the top corner, they put it actually like in the middle, which I think balances out the jersey a little more than like that weird stripe thing they had going. But still, it's so easy to not fumble this. Just put Denver on it. Like, it's so nice. The actual, like, the hat versions of these jerseys that New Era always comes out with, it says Denver. It has the script, like, the topographic map inside of it. It looks so good, but the 5280, man. Like, my roommate, he's actually from Denver, and there's nothing he hates more than when he has to watch the Nuggets wear a 5280 jersey. Like, it genuinely just hurts to see.
It's goofy, bro.
Yeah. This, if it said Denver, this would be high A, low S.
I agree.
But the fact that it has the 5280, it drops it so far. This is a mid C for me.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And also, I think the number should also have the, like, topographical coloring. I think it'll look
know.
A lot better.
I kind of like it as just the black, to be honest.
I don't know. It just feels like it contrasts too heavily.
I guess. I mean, if it was, like, the red or, like, the blue mm-hmm. instead of just straight black, I could see it. But I don't know. I feel like if you actually put the map behind it, it's too small to, like, do anything with it.
Yeah.
So that's why they went with, like, the all black. But I could definitely see if it was, like, oh, you know what? If it was a red inside lined with blue, that would be pretty sick. But overall, probably the biggest bag fumble ever just by putting 5280 on it. Like, come on. Let's move on from it. Or let's just move on from CD editions altogether. You know? Next up, we have one of my favorites from this year. The Bad Boy Pistons are back. They have that really sick yellowy cream bottom. The sides are orange with black piping. The sleeves and the collar, black with orange piping. That Pistons in that, I don't even know what to call it, but it's such a sick script.
Like the italic.
Yeah, like, oh, an italic, like, handwritten script.
Yeah.
And even cursive the number. Too. The number has a customs font, too. It even says Bad Boys over the jock tag with two of their Hall of Famer autographs below it. I mean, come on. This is an S.
I agree. This reminds me of, like, the Angel City Connect, where it's like not too far removed from, like, a normal jersey, but it's still, like, they took enough of a risk to make something really, really unique and straight up. I think this should just be their full-time jersey.
Honestly, because last year they did this, but in black that said Detroit on it. If you made those just the regular, like, home and away jersey, I would not be opposed. This is, like, it's a very big departure from the classic red, white, and blue of the Pistons.
I don't like the Pistons colors. I think they're really boring. I like the classic Pistons, like the teal.
Ooh, the class, like the Flaming Horse era.
Yes, bro.
Okay, Flaming Horse teal is probably my number one. But if they made this the full-time uniform set, I would 100% be on board because Cade looks so good in these Bad Boy uniforms. Isaiah Stewart fits this uniform so well. Jalen Duren, too. Like, this team is built to be called the Bad Boy Pistons. This, easy, easy S. I'd put it over the Charlotte uniforms, actually.
I can see that.
Because the Charlotte uniforms, they wore the same one last year, but it just says Charlotte this year. It's an objectively great uniform, but we've seen it before. And but do I like it more than the Cleveland, like, baby blues? I think, okay. The Pistons are cleaner, but the Cleveland does more for me as a City Edition uniform.
I can see that, yeah.
So I think the Pistons are my number two at the moment, but not a very far number two. Now we have the Golden State Warriors.
Haven't they been wearing this exact jersey for, like, half a decade?
This one's been really controversial. I know this much. Because, in a way, you know what it, like, it's really, like, it's almost uncanny for me. And you know why?
Why?
It feels like it was AI generated. The font feels AI generated. Like,
no, I totally see what you mean.
Because it's, like, it's so perfect, you know?
I was going to say because it's, like, the line weights are all, like, different. And it looks like they like, didn't really commit to a certain style of lettering. So it just looks...
No, exactly.
Like there was
the
no
line weight, especially if you look at the L is what really throws me off because the vertical part of the L is so thick and then the bottom is so skinny.
Gouden state.
Yeah, no, basically. And then it's actually, but the thing is, it's so inconsistent, but each letter is the same as each other.
Yeah.
So you, it's that like off putting, like what's like really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get behind it. It looks more like a Nuggets jersey.
Yeah, I thought that was what it was, and I was like, why do they have two?
I don't know, man. It's navy, collar is yellow, red, yellow and red, the side red with some more like red small striping, and then you got the Golden Gate Bridge over the jock tag.
It's perfectly fine, other than the terrible font.
It's such a mid jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad by any means. I just can't get behind it as like... This is supposed to represent the city, you know? I'm gonna... this is probably, like, at best, low C tier, but I'm gonna put it in D tier. Not a fan.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Yeah. Curry's gonna look good in it regardless, but that's Curry. That's the aura. There we go. Yeah, it's the aura of Curry just working its magic. Now we have Houston. Ooh, we're disagreeing again on these. I love this one.
I think you can't just call every city on planet Earth the first letter of the city's name and then town.
What, we're not living in D-Town?
No.
All right, we're looking at a white uniform. Got some nice red, black, and red piping on the collar, sleeves, and even the sides. I love the piping down the sides. I think it frames the jersey really well. Because objectively, it's really simple.
I think that's pretty good.
It's objectively so simple, but the framing adds so much body to the jersey. We have H-Town in bright, bright red with a black drop shadow.
Yeah, I just don't like the logo.
Yeah, that's fair. And then we have the 15. Well, we're looking at 15, but it's an all-black number. I think...
If I had been in a coma for like 150 years,
Golden State fan,
and I didn't
studio.
Know what basketball was, and I saw this jersey, I would think that they're talking about like Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Let's get some Golden State Warrior fan thoughts on the city editions for this year.
Well, Golden State Warriors have it going on. You know, I mean, they got the spirit. They got some injuries now, so I don't know. You know, but they're tough. You know, they got Lindy Waters, Native American. That's right, from Oklahoma. They're good. I mean, it's all about sports, and I mean, how can you beat Steph Curry?
There you go, wise words. But back to the Rockets.
That's the aura.
There you go. Honestly, the aura of Curry really does win games for Golden State. Like, he's just different. Though, one detail I really like... I like the yellow Nike check mark on the corner. I think that little thing
that is pretty cool.
Adds a lot. But I think they fumbled with the numbers. If the numbers match the H-Town...
Yeah, I definitely don't like that contrast.
Yeah. If the number was red with that black drop shadow... The drop shadow just always gets me. But some other smaller details. Above the jock tag, you see Believe It Again. That's from the Championship Rockets. And you have Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon's autographs from the championship days. I like it. Not like a crazy amount, but I'm gonna put it at a mid B.
I think I'd put it like C tier.
No. Oh. The Indiana Pacers. Okay, last year I was not a fan, but this year they brought it back. They brought it back in white instead of black. It grew on me a lot.
I'm really not feeling this one. It looks like, you know, when like Nickelodeon would have like the like worldwide day of play and they'd have all these like goofy, like sporty graphics and would just look like this.
I see that.
It looks too childish.
It's the combination of like that kind of like hand-drawn font.
Yeah,
as well
like
as the spray paint.
The color combo.
Yeah, we're looking at a white jersey. It's got yellow, black, and teal collar and sleeve piping. Indy in teal, black, and yellow
Indy?
Drop shadow. Indy.
Bro, they're winning the Indy off.
And then 33 in almost like a comic
Pacers
scene.
Are kind of the most indie team if you think about it. Is Paul George indie? Is Tyrese Halliburton indie?
I will say Paul George with the Erykah Badu edits.
We were discussing who's the most brain rot NBA player, and I think Paul George is definitely up there.
Oh my god. Dude, the 33 in Comic Sans I think is what killed it for me. But overall, yeah. I'm going to put this in high C.
I would put this like D tier, honestly.
Fair enough.
I just can't get over the association.
Clippers, I mean, it's fine. It's just
toothpaste.
Yeah, it's just all baby blue, black, baby blue, black.
This
piping.
Is straight Oral-B.
Yeah. I mean, there's not. We have nothing to discuss about this. It's bland.
It's I'm green with black highlights.
It's a D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the Lakers. We got to talk about the Lakers.
Okay, first of all, please never, ever, ever, ever put the words Lake Show on a jersey.
It's a fun nickname.
No, it's not.
Really? I like Lake Show as a nickname, but I don't like it on a, like as a team name. And the classic Laker like block numbers.
I do like the numbers.
The numbers with the drop shadow are nice, but Lake Show, man. They had to drop these the year that Bronny became a Laker. Like,
I kind of wish, if anything, I wish the gradient was like reversed.
Oh, so like I see it. But I think what they wanted was the purple shorts. That was the that we were going for.
I just think
for.
It would look better with like more black than purple.
I'm putting it at F. I hate this.
Yeah, I think I'd go slightly better. I go like D.
Yeah, but
just because I really like those numbers. But then again, that's part of the regular jersey anyway. So.
Yeah. Now we got Memphis. Ooh. Memphis is sick. Bright red, white, teal, and gold piping, and one single side with a white side. Memphis in that like kind of rock and roll kind of bluesy script
with the
numbers to match. Instant S. Not even close. This is an S.
I do really like it. I think the font's absolutely beautiful. I like the color combo. I don't like the asymmetry. I really wish it was symmetrical. And that keeps me from putting it in an S. So I would say this is an A tier.
I see it. I'm going to put this right under the Bad Boy Pistons, so it's number 3 for me.
Okay.
John Morant, though, he looks fantastic in these. Heat Culture.
Dumb.
F. Just F.
Z tier.
We're not even talking about this. The Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
It's better than last year, and it's better than the ones they had with, like, the neon green. I still don't love the blue, but I can get behind, like, it's got some nice cream, like, shouldering, some nice cream collar, and then the top bit of Wisconsin. It's interesting, but
it looks like to me is it looks like they're wearing like a crop top over a tank top.
I see it, except they cropped it really bad.
Yeah,
they just ripped it. They didn't even cut
it. I do honestly kind of like the the way it's broken up with the outline of Wisconsin. I think it's novel if nothing else.
I guess.
And I think like since they had done like gone with that, I think the colors are like. Pretty good. I don't think they should have gone outrageous with the colors.
Yeah, they definitely toned it down this year.
I just think below the like outline of Wisconsin, it's just like a blue plain
t-shirt. It's incomplete.
It literally just looks like they're wearing a crop top over another tank top.
I'll give it a low C.
Yeah, I think that's
it. It's not offensive, but it's also not great.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves. It's white. It's got that like black top bit. And then the ice, I feel the aura of Ant just from this jersey. This is an A tier. Just straight. I'm not even going to talk about it. This is an A tier.
Yeah, I feel like this is the kind of jersey where like Ant can get away with wearing it.
Yeah.
But if you see a guy wearing this on the street, you're like, what a dork.
Yeah, this is an A, but because of Anthony. The A for Anthony Edwards.
Exactly, bro.
Got the Pelicans. They bring back the Skullikin, the Nola. I like the colors. It's purple, neon green, and gold. I'm kind of rocking with this. I like the number font.
It's nice, you know?
I'm going to put it
in... It's not beautiful, but it's nice.
I'll put it in mid-B.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Do you think maybe we should like skip ahead to look at like the Kings?
Oh, yeah. Knicks, meh. Thunder, meh.
I kind of like the Thunder.
Yeah, they're fine. Magic, though? The white version of last year's.
It looks like. Why are they using like the cowboy font? It looks like a Spurs jersey.
I kind of rock with it though. I feel like it works with them. You know, like the whole Disney thing. I kind of like it. Yeah. I'll give it B. Yeah. Sixers, love the Sixers one.
Yeah.
Especially with all four like.
It reminds me of the Sharks reverse retro, the font.
Ooh.
And I really like that font.
And they also have all four colors of all four major sports teams of Philly.
Yeah.
This is an A. Love it.
Wait.
It's,
what's the blue for?
That is for the Sixers. Sixers, Eagles, Flyers, Phillies.
I just don't think I've ever seen the Sixers wear that shade of blue.
Oh, it's because it's kind of warped on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Suns? I don't like the. But if they put, it was just Valley.
You're not the Valley, bro.
Let's see. I hate the Blazers.
I hate Rip City.
The Kings, though?
Okay.
I can rock with the Kings.
It's nothing fancy, but it's just classic,
it
tasteful.
It works.
I think this is like the textbook definition of A tier.
It throws me off, though, because I feel like the Kings and the number are like stretched vertically too much. It's
kind of like
off-putting. I
feel like it's
B.
Very classic.
I'll put it at a B.
I'm going to go with A.
Spurs?
Toothpaste.
It's basic, but
why is there so much toothpaste?
It's a new shade. Everybody wants to get in on it. Wemby's going to look good in it. Everybody else.
Can you imagine Chris Paul wearing this?
Oh, dude.
Scroll down to the Raptors.
Oh, they fumbled with the number.
Yeah, the number is terrible, but I mean, every time you have a cool dinosaur with a basketball and like sick kicks on. Come on.
Best move they could have done, if they made the Raptor bigger and then they put the player number on the Raptors jersey. So it's like jersey-ception.
Wait. And then they give each player their own like Raptor sona.
What, we got Scalies on the court now?
Yes, bro. Imagine Scotty Barnes Raptor sona.
We're going to wrap up with Utah.
I feel like we've seen this already.
Yeah. And then Washington, basically white version of last year's. And that's going to wrap it up. We got our top three. We got Cleveland, we got Detroit, and we got Memphis. Thank you for tuning in. Up next, we have Radio Informar. Stick around if you so please. Thank you for joining in. This was Aggie Chat with Big Easy.
Go Aggie.
And DJ DB Cooper. And we have to do the thing, but
DJ OB is not here. But we're still going to do it.
Hang on.
3, 2, 1.
Aggie Chat.
Wow, that was really bad.
We'll see y'all next week. Thank you and goodbye.
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez. Very happy to be here today. We have a beautiful day. It's raining, which is totally cool, you know? Yeah. And we have a very special guest today, and her name is Amber Bill. And Amber is a professor at CSUS Sacramento, and really happy to have her on the show today. And we're going to be talking about different things. And Amber's her specialty, she has a lot of different interests with her studies. And she is a Paiute and Timok Shoshone, and her fields of study are Native activism, tribal water rights, Nevada, tribal sovereignty, Native women, oral history and storytelling, and Native education. So, yes, I'm really happy to have Amber here in the studio. And, you know, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM here in Davis. And for your listeners that are getting us online, you go to kdvs.org and hit the listen button. So, Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to be here. Thank you for inviting me to be on your program.
Yes. And, you know, we just went through another election, and that's kind of hard to ignore that, you know. So we'll start off with that because it's not the like the elephant in the room. It's like the Godzilla in the room.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the ramifications of the Trump regime mm-hmm. taking power, mm-hmm. specifically on the environment.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll just first I'll introduce myself. Hao Mu, no Amber Bill. I am a Northern Paiute and Timok Western Shoshone, the Southern South Fork Band of Western Shoshone. We're also Dosui. It's our tribal name, which translates to the White Knives. I am an enrolled member at the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe, which is a tribe in the Great Basin, northern Nevada, more specifically Washoe County. And I am actually alumni here at UC Davis. Got my PhD here in Native American Studies, and an alumni at Sac State as well. Got my BA there in Ethnic Studies, Native American